question. The Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Judas, not Iscariot, said to Jesus, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still here with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace this beautiful Easter day. Thank you for allowing me to read the question to you. It feels so odd to me to start with answering a question we didn't hear. But the question matters. The question on the heart of Judas, not Iscariot. Judas wants to know how Jesus will reveal himself to those who follow him, but not to the world, as Jesus had just finished saying before our text today, "They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." And now, to Judas' question about how this will be possible, Jesus replies, "Those who loved me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make a home with them." We will come to them and we will make a home with them. A home. This idea is the foundation on which Jesus builds when he continues to say, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." There is so much in this world, brothers and sisters, it hardly needs to be said, that troubles our hearts and makes them afraid. Ironically, though these woes and troubles and fears come from the world, we so often turn back to the world to seek our relief and our comfort and our peace. But over the course of this, what is called the farewell discourse in John, Jesus is quite repetitive in certain ways. He says, "Do not love as the world loves. Love as I have loved you. I do not give peace as the world gives. Rather, my peace I give to you. Abide in me in the true vine, so that your joy may be complete." Ostensibly, not joy as the world otherwise can give. The world gives conditionally and from without. We experience love in the world, but often feel we must meet certain conditions for it to be assured. Joy, the world will promise us if we have the right gadgets, gizmos, the latest car. Peace, where we are willing to abandon any conflict or dissent. And yet none of these things relieve the trouble and the fear in our hearts. The peace that the world offers us cannot reliably transform anything about us. It is incomplete and unstable. It is a veneer. We do tend to call the absence of overt conflict peace, but perhaps it would be better simply to call that an absence of overt conflict. If we cannot eliminate war, which we cannot, big or small, outside or within ourselves, then peace becomes our option to ignore the realities of hardship, suffering, and war. This is where what Jesus brings us today in the gospel becomes so crucial for our contemplation as community. How will Jesus reveal himself to us? By making a home with you, a home within you. And why is this nature of revelation crucial? Because again, even without our laundry list of woes and troubles and fears outside of ourselves, when we look into our hearts, war is already present. We look inside ourselves to see our own conflicted thinking and perceptions, our tumultuous and difficult feelings. To seek peace as absence of conflict means not only to disengage from the suffering of the world, but from our own selves, our own hearts, the hurting places within and without. Yet what if within you is where Jesus has made his home? What if the path to peace, to joy, to love, to hope is no distance at all, but only a question of how God opens your heart to the way of the word of Jesus, how these open us to the presence of these things available in us at all times and without condition. Peace as Jesus only can give. I was watching a lovely documentary this past week in which Thich Nhat Hanh and Brother David Steindl Rast were discussing gratitude and peace. And they reflected on Thich Nhat Hanh's presence at the protests for the Vietnam War, in which he recalled, "We were in the midst of crowds of people demanding peace. We were not there to demand peace, but to be peace. We were being peace, and that is what the people saw." Jesus promises us as Christians that when we love him and keep his word, his transformative peace is already given in our hearts, the gift of being peace that allows us to be part of creating peace in the world. "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid" is not a command or an admonition, but an invitation, a reminder to come home to yourself to find Jesus waiting there for you. Do not wait for the world to give you peace, siblings in Christ. Peace will not come to us through the world, but it will come up from within us in the abiding presence of Christ in our body and in our body. This is the body of Christ in community gathered today. And this has been considerable for me to meditate on in these recent days, in the midst of troubling and fearful times, that when we love God and keep Christ's word, this peace is in our hearts. Death and rebirth are the backbone of Christian life. To seek peace as an absence of suffering or war or death will make it elusive to us until we die. Peace arises for us in the promise of God's resurrection in Christ, which we hold in the midst of suffering and death. The promise of healing is in the midst of suffering. Be peace now. Come home to yourself and find Jesus. Finally, in our text, Jesus tells the disciples that he must leave them so God can send the Holy Spirit. As Jesus makes a home within us, transformation is the Spirit's domain in our lives. We know the Spirit's presence over the waters of the Tehom, the deep waters of the creation of Genesis. We know the Spirit's work in the body of Mary in the conception of the baby Jesus. We know the Spirit will come to the apostles in Pentecost like fire. The Advocate, assists us in coming home to ourselves when we are lost, when we are in the midst of something we do not understand, that is not clear, that may be dark, that may be frightening, trouble us, cause us fear. That Spirit is the same who hovered over the waters to remind us that what God can do is beyond our imagining. In that which we fear, God sees potential for creation. The divine breath that drew out order from chaos can also be our own breath as we seek order in the midst of our own inner chaos, our own deeps that can cause such fear. And when the peace of Jesus fills us, we can become peace. And when the Spirit calls us to be more alive than anything in the world offers us chance to become alive, we create peace. Our troubled hearts expand and grow strong. Our fear is transformed and made passionate for the way along which Christ leads us. And I will end with this morning. I saw a cute little cartoon with two dinosaurs in which one says to the other, "You're such a pessimist about things being so bad. They're not that bad." And the other replies, "I'm not pessimistic about how bad things are. I'm optimistic about how good things could be." Following Jesus, we seek to bear honest witness to the hardness and suffering of the world with clear eyes and courageous hearts. It is neither easy nor pleasant, but we do not despair, we do not delude ourselves, and we do not deny the hard truths. We do not seek the peace that the world can give, but through Jesus' peace, we become and create peace for the world. Siblings, we are called to engage the hurting places in our human and beyond human communities, to love and to serve, to seek justice and an end to war. If we love him and keep his word, Jesus promises us the strength and courage we need. We draw upon the well of deep peace. We love one another as he has loved us. And we abide in the true vine forever, which makes our joy complete. And we do this because we have hope. Our eyes have seen the salvation that God has prepared in the sights of all people. Our eyes see Jesus in the face of every neighbor, and our hands reach out. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.